Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to your Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast, where it's going to be your boy Ramiz going solo tonight. Unfortunately, Haas is sidelined out due to an injury, which I believe he's injured for 2 weeks indefinitely, so we'll see when he comes back. No, I'm just kidding. I think my man is just busy. I think he's on vacation early. He went to Cancun to celebrate with LeBron, because as I'm saying this right now, the Denver Nuggets have beaten the Lakers in a sweep. So, damn. Incredible series from Jokic, Jamal Murray. The Lakers had an amazing postseason, though. There's no doubt about that. Shout out to them for having an amazing performance, of course, beating the Grizzlies, beating the Warriors, obviously without home advantage. You can definitely tell the difference between the Nuggets and Lakers here. It's going to be interesting to see how the Lakers approach this offseason, if they want to retain that depth that they have, or supposed depth that they had, because obviously some of that depth did struggle with Jared not playing any minutes, D'Angelo, of course, struggling. But of course, we're not going to be talking about that on this pod. We're going to be talking about NBA DFS. And before I dive into the May 24 game slate, which is going to be a super showdown, NBA showdown, which is going to be about Miami and Boston's game 4, which is a whole nother topic. But before we get into that, do you guys know about the DFS pass promo you can get? All you got to do is go to sportsnews.com and you can get it for $4.99 per month, which allows you to get Discord access, allows you to get base lineup builds, pregame notes, statistics, and last minute injury news. It's just incredible. It allows you to talk to me and a lot of the other experts, a part of DFS who do this job and probably better than me. And it's just an amazing, helpful tool, which will come to really use if you want to make some really good money. But now let's get straight into it. Miami versus Boston. We're talking about the showdown. Just to give you a bit of an outline of how I kind of decided to go with my lineup. Honestly, if you guys watch Game 3, you're going to see Boston got absolutely humiliated on national television. No effort. You're talking about Game 3, potentially, like, the game that can perhaps keep you on, like, in the series, because you've seen teams come back from 3-1, but no team has come back from 3-0. Of course, you're going to Miami, it's going to be a tough game, but this Boston team has had these moments where they've been able to do that, right? Of course, you've seen that in Game 6, where, in Philadelphia, Boston came down and closed it down at the end. You can even go back to last year, where the same core of these players were able to beat along the likes of Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jimmy Butler, and at one point even have the lead against the Steph Curry-led Warriors team in the finals. So you were expected this Boston Celtics team to show their urgency, show that we are a championship team. But man, it was so bad. It's like a lot of people just stopped. The Boston Celtics played their garbage lineup starting at the fourth quarter. That's absolutely insane. No fight for this team whatsoever. The mentality of the Celtics team is absolutely lost. I don't know if you guys saw, but Marcus Smart had this quote during the game where he said to Caleb Martin, "We beat y'all last year. We good." Which is such an interesting take, because the guy is talking about 2022 and 2023. What? I don't know what happened, because Marcus Smart usually isn't like that. He's a one vocal player who really brings the energy out of the Celtics team. But man, he has this weird mentality of talking about last year. It's so weird. If you've been following NBA, you're going to see that the Celtics were a first seed for a long time. So my slate that I built for this showdown, honestly, it's just leaning towards Miami side of things. On the Boston side of things, I'm gonna start with Boston. None of my captains are Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. I'm not going with no Al Horford or Marcus Smart, but I decided to have Robert Williams for 5,200. I think he's one player who's kind of been consistent with his performances, and Joe Musula, of course, doesn't play him in the clutch moments, or I don't know what he's deciding to do, but Robert Williams has been pretty great for them. He's been a problem for Bam as well, because he is much bigger and he's been able to get off his post hooks or get these alley-oops, which have been pretty annoying for the Heat from time to time. And then also have an honorable mention where I wouldn't be paying, but I will have on some slates, which is Grant Williams at 2,400. Grant Williams is a guy who is obviously capable of playing some defense, hitting those corner threes, and I think he's one of those guys who I think you should get a shout out if you want to go for those higher end guys like a Butler, like a Bam, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown. Then Grant Williams at 2,400 is a pretty good price because he will get some minutes, and there's a possible chance he has a great game. That's all I have for Boston, so we're going to move on to the Miami side of things, where I got my captain as Jimmy Butler for 18,600. I was contemplating going towards maybe a Bam for captain, but I actually decided for Butler because I think Butler should be well prepared for this matchup. I think Bam might struggle with the finishing towards the post and stuff against taller Robert Williams or Al Horford, but I think Butler, there's one thing he's shown is that no player on this team can really guard him, and his ability to just find his teammates and just get to his spots is really incredible and noticeable in the series. So I like Butler as my captain at 18,600. And honestly, I can probably talk to you about every Miami Heat player because I probably have all of them listed here. But just to go on a short stint, I mean, I've got Bam, of course. I think Bam at 9,400 alongside Butler as a utility player, I think is really nice because I think Bam, of course, he didn't have a solid game last game. I don't think really any, not either Butler, mainly because it was a huge blowout. So they didn't play their fourth entirely at all. But I think this game, if Boston will show some sense of urgency, might be a bit more tougher than Game 3 if Boston decides to show up. So I think Bam at 9,400, I think he's going to have a pretty solid game in the sense that he's actually shown really well in his playoffs that he's doesn't have to rely on his jump shooting. I mean, there's times where he's been able to just give off a nice handoff to a Duncan Robinson or to a Gabe Vincent or just find these guys cutting Jimmy Butler, Duncan Robinson. I mean, he even said himself he's a phenomenal passer. And he's been showing that throughout, so I really like him as a pick as well. And then honestly, the rest of the Miami Heat role players, like I said, I feel like I got all of them listed there. I don't have Caleb Martin listed here because he is at 6,400, a bit more expensive, mainly because he's been having amazing series. But I got Lowry at 5,600. Lowry has been pretty quiet, I think, these past couple of games. With the exception of game one, and I think this would be a great game for him to show up and just help close out the series, because they're going to need all this, because you definitely do not want Miami definitely does not want to blow this game and allow to go back to Boston for game five and just risk them getting momentum and like their confidence back. So I think this is a game where Miami has to, you know, I guess just kill this Boston Celtics team before they really feel it. So I got Lowry at 5,600 because I think of his veteran experience, I think he might be he will have a pretty great bounce back game and just show his impact on the game, on the court. I got Max Strus at 5,400. I think Max Strus is a player who also hasn't really been that absolutely amazing, but I really like him in this game because I think he's a dude to have a bounce back game. I think I really like him at this price because I think he is also a better defender of him and Duncan Robinson. You know, one of the two shooters who tend to go off. So I think if Strus, as long as he gets his shots off, I think he's going to have a pretty decent game. And of course, I got Gabe Vincent here at 5,000. I mean, the guy had 29 points and 11 for 14 shooting. Of course, I would love him for him to replicate that, but I don't think he will. So as long as he puts up a stellar performance again, because he will be starting and hits his threes, is able to just feed Jimmy in the post, get some easy assists. I like my 5,000. Of course, I got Duncan Robinson here at 3,800. On some stages, you definitely want to have Duncan Robinson. I think he's a great guy. If you're not going for Strus, you got to go for Duncan Robinson. It's one of the two. Duncan Robinson is cheaper. And Duncan Robinson has been playing some pretty great basketball. I mean, he's a guy who's been really annoying. I mean, like, he's one of those guys who's been cutting. He's been getting those handouts and hitting those threes, going to the corners. Just amazing basketball from all around, from all these Heat players. That's how I'm going for. I'm more leaning towards the Miami Heat side, like I said in the beginning. But then again, I mean, like I said, Boston is capable of having a great game, but I just don't know. I haven't seen it, and I don't know if I'll be able to see it in game four. So, but that said, let's move on to Thrive Fantasy, where let me tell you a little secret. Because if you go on Thrive Fantasy, when you sign up and use the promo code Ethos, you get a first deposit matched up to $250. Come on, man. Use that, Adam. I think that's one of the best secrets I can tell you. And if you're not using that to its full advantage, come on, man. Come on. It's free money we're talking about. But yeah, use that code and you'll get your first deposit matched to $250. Now, on this side, I got four picks. And yep, You guessed it. They are all Miami Heat players, and they all pretty solid pricing. I really like. Starting off with the one and only guy who dropped 29 points. Gabe Vincent at 16.5 total points and assists for 115 points. I think, like I said in the beginning of this, when I made my slate, I think Miami is going to come out with that energy to replicate what they did in Game 3 and just go for that kill, because, like I said, you do not want to delay that. You do not want to keep Boston in this game because of what the repercussions could be. So I think Gabe Vincent, as long as 16.5 is definitely doable for him, because he will be getting a lot of minutes. He's probably getting at a minimum 30 minutes if the game is close. I also got Max Strus over 13.5 total points. Another guy who I think is going to have to show up. I think you're going to need some threes from him to also do what similarly what Duncan Robinson has done, which is cut to the rim and get some easy buckets. And just be that guy, because especially with how Boston defended Jimmy Butler in Game 3, I think you might see something similar where they double team him and let Max Strus and Gabe Vincent beat them, because I think that's probably what the best strategy is, even though it didn't work in Game 3, but you don't want to risk Jimmy Butler going off. Of course, I got Kyle Lowry here for 18.5 total points, rebound assists for 130 points. Now, obviously, these are a couple of risky picks that I am telling you, but I think they're really they are really capable of being accomplished by these players. So of course Kyle Lowry hasn't been having a great series. I mean, he's been having a solid series, but not to the level that he can. So 18.5 total rebounds, assists, maybe asking for a lot, but if he gets a couple threes rolling in the first quarter, because he's going to be running that bench lineup, and if he's able to get Bam involved, get some easy assists from him, or get some easy assists from Strus or Robinson hitting the threes, I think this is really well in reach. So I really like this pick as well. And last but not least, even though I mentioned I think Boston will be double-teaming Jimmy Butler, I don't think that will stop them from getting 41.5 total points, rebounds, assists, because Jimmy Butler also is one guy who mentioned multiple times that they got to finish it, right? He's been the one building that mentality, and I think the last thing Jimmy Butler wants is to go back to a Game 5. I think he wants to stay in Miami, rest up, and hopefully face Denver. I mean, I say hopefully, but they've already made it. So eventually face Denver if they win this game. So I like Jimmy Butler for over 41.5 total points, rebounds, assists for 105 points. Honestly, as far as everything goes, of course, I don't have any Boston Celtics picks, because I believe a lot of their picks aren't really too risky, and they're kind of in the sense that the obvious pick gets you less points, so I'm not really leaning towards their picks. I hope you enjoyed this slate. I think that's a wrap. Of course, this was more so one-sided, so if you're a Boston Celtics fan, you might be disappointed, but I'm going with the odds, right? You know, not to mention with Bet365, the odds are in favor of the Heat for winning by about 1 or 2 points, over under at 216. Of course, they think the game is going to be closer. I think, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, of course, with this sport, it's been pretty unpredictable, and I wouldn't be surprised if Boston did that. But, I don't believe it will be the case, and I'm going with all Miami picks. So I hope you guys enjoyed this slate. I hope you guys enjoyed my Thrive Fantasy picks. Come on, man. Take advantage of the DFS Pass promo. Take advantage of Thrive Fantasy. And I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll catch you guys all later.